Good evening, everyone. Let me welcome you to our spring concert. We're very glad to see you here. It's a beautiful evening, and spring is finally here. It's nice to be getting some warm weather after the winter that we've had, and we're glad we can come in and celebrate a time of growth and new life, and hope revives, and we trust you'll have a good night tonight. We welcome you. We welcome our families, parents, grandparents. We welcome alumni, former students, graduates, and we welcome friends here tonight. I know there are a number here, perhaps for the first time. This is your first Whitfield concert, spring concert at least, and we're very glad to have you here. We trust you will enjoy the evening. I know the students have put in a lot of time and effort in preparing, and the teachers have worked hard preparing them, and I know we have quite a lineup for you tonight. I think you will really enjoy the lineup as they sing and play, and as you listen to the junior band and the senior band and the choirs tonight. We trust you will enjoy it. So we welcome you, especially if you're here for the first time. We want to make you feel at home. Let me make a couple of announcements first of all before we get started. Please, if you could make sure your cell phone is on silent or vibrate first of all. The nursery is available downstairs for little ones. We have a TV there broadcasting. We are live webcasting this concert tonight worldwide. So there are friends tuning in all over the world tonight, and we welcome them as well. So afterwards, we will have a time of refreshments in our school, in the main school building. We ask you to head over there to pick up the children at the end of the program. Head over to the main school. We'll have some punch for sale and cupcakes. We have some cards for sale there, nice spring cards. And also our bookstore will be open after the concert tonight. We have a bookstore here just out to my left, and it's closing soon. We have a 50% sale, so you're welcome to check out the merchandise there after the concert. So let's just take a minute and pray for God's blessing upon the evening. Good to see you. Let's all be still now and pray. Father in heaven, we're thankful for this new day. We're thankful for your faithfulness. We say, great is thy faithfulness. Your mercies are new every morning. We're thankful for this wonderful evening. Reminds us of new life and growth as we welcome spring. We pray, Lord, for our concert tonight, that you will be with us. Bless the boys and girls as they participate. We pray that it would be a blessing to each and every one gathered in. We're thankful for our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that we might become new creatures in him. If anyone be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things pass away and all things become new. And so we celebrate life in Christ tonight. We rejoice in all that the Savior has done for us, and we pray that we would have a wonderful night together as the Whitfield school community. So hear us now and give us your help. We need your help in all things, and may all be done to the glory of our Savior. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.
Good evening, everybody. Our first piece for the evening is Rondo. We, the grade fours, arranged the opening section of this piece, which is played in harmony. Furthermore, as a class, we composed the two sections in this piece that are played in unison. Try to listen for the sections we composed. We hope you enjoy Rondo.
Thank you. The next piece we are about to perform with the grade threes is called Renaissance Round.
It's called Renaissance Round because it's supposed to be played in a round.
A round is when there are a number of groups, and each group starts at a different time, which creates harmony.
Following Renaissance Round, we will play Michael Row the Boat Ashore.
The lyrics to this song are Michael Row the Boat Ashore and Sister Help to Trim the Sail.
Thanks for listening.
First song the grade fives are going to sing and play is called My Paddle. This is a First Nations song which was sung to keep a steady rhythm while the First Nations people were paddling in a canoe. We will be playing in three-part harmony and singing in a round.
The second song that we will play and sing is This Little Light of Mine. It tells us how we have to shine our light and not let Satan give us temptations to blow it out. Shining our light means telling others about the Bible and Jesus. We hope you enjoy our performance.
Thank you. song the collegiate choir is about to sing, Steal Away, was composed by Wallace Willis prior to 1862. Many songs, along with this one, were written to express the hope that can be found by trusting in God. However, these songs were also written to contain hidden messages to encourage the people who are running away from slavery.
The piece features three soloists, Christine Salazar, Luke Hogan, and Keola Welshrooms. The choir will be singing the song a cappella, which means without accompaniment. We hope you enjoy the hard work that the choir has put into learning this piece.
Bending, poor sinner stands a trembling.
Our next song, How Can I Keep From Singing, is a Quaker hymn and was originally written by Robert Lowry in the 1800s. It is believed that it was originally written to comfort the Quaker people who were often imprisoned for their faith. With lyrics such as, No storm can shake my inmost calm while to that rock I'm clinging, it is clear that this song tells the true story of how our faith overcomes all evil. We have hope because of our rock and redeemer, Jesus Christ. The arrangement the collegiate choir will be singing is by Gwyneth Walker. We hope you enjoy it.
Our first song is Ludwig van Beethoven's classic, Ode to Joy, from Symphony No. 9. Please note that for many of us, this is our first year learning band instruments. Furthermore, this is the grade 6's first band performance.
The second piece the grade 6 band will be playing is When the Saints Go Marching In. Nobody knows who wrote the original song, which was an American gospel hymn, but we do know that Louis Armstrong's rendition made it a very popular tune. Please sit back, enjoy the music, and have a good evening.
Good evening. The pieces that Junior Band will be playing for you are Renaissance Festival by D.L. Manzuzato and arranged by James Curnow, and Do Re Mi by Richard Rogers. D.L. Manzuzato wrote and published many pieces of music in Antwerp, Belgium. One of his best works is Renaissance Festival, where he tries to capture the music of the Renaissance era. Renaissance Festival is a medley of two Renaissance songs, La Murisque and La Batia.
The final song we will be playing is called Do Re Mi, arranged by Paul Lavender. This familiar piece is from The Sound of Music, which is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year. We hope you enjoy.
We have chosen to do our own rendition of David Wesley's Amazing Grace medley, which we taught ourselves. So enjoy.
The day the Lord created hope was probably the same day he created spring. A quote from Byrne Williams. Spring is truly one of the greatest seasons that God created, and we are blessed by his creations. Appalachian Morning by Robert Sheldon acknowledges spring with the musical walk through the woods of the Cumber Gap. In addition to providing moments of reflection and lyrical expression, a beautiful opening and closing clarinet solo can also be heard, played by Isabel Chong. As you listen, think about all the precious blessings that God has given us this season. Enjoy. The next piece that the Collegiate Band will be playing is Midst the Storm by Timothy Johnson, a wonderful setting of the popular hymn Arise My Soul Arise, fully engages every section of the band as you listen to the soul-stirring arrangement.
There are various solos throughout this piece, beginning with Glenn Calica on the trumpet. In a slow section of this piece, solos are passed from instrument to instrument and can be heard by Rivka Lee on flute, Caitlin Jagaratnam on clarinet, Glenn Calica once again on trumpet, and John Tamsin and Sahil Samuel on alto saxophone.
The momentum throughout the piece builds to a swift, rousing grand finale. Enjoy.
Thank you. At this time in our program, we would like to thank you very much for coming out, especially since the students have worked extremely hard on every single performance that you have seen tonight. And so we are about to perform our finale, which is To God Be the Glory, which is very fitting since it is specifically to glorify God that we sing and play and put on these concerts. So, if you are familiar with the hymn, you are welcome to join in with us on the choruses. Thank you.
We certainly want to give thanks to all the young people tonight for your very, very hard work in preparing all this. As Mrs. Pute has said, a lot of work has gone into this, and I hope you've enjoyed it. It's good to be able to come and to have fun, to enjoy, to sing praise to the Lord's name. We certainly want to acknowledge Mrs. Pute and the very hard work that she has done in preparing all this tonight.
Well, I think that that expression of appreciation you have seen tonight, and those of you who know anything about music would appreciate. Those of you who don't know about music, much like myself, are just overwhelmed because it's far beyond what we could even have imagined. So the finale was speaking about the glory of God. You know, man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. Friend, how is that going to be? How can we glorify God? You know, in the very first place, it really comes in line with what was being sung earlier. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. And unless we have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, we cannot even begin to glorify God. And that's where it starts. And friend, you may be here tonight, and you may be somewhat new to the idea of Christianity, what it means to receive Christ as your Savior. Let me encourage you to think deeply about that matter. That's how you will begin on the life's journey of bringing praise and eternal glory to the Son of God who loved you and who gave Himself for your eternal salvation. Think deeply about those things. And again, we want to say thanks to the Lord. We know that our appreciation is to all of the young people, to Mrs. Dispute, but everyone would want acknowledged to the Lord's honor first and foremost in all things. That's what we are about, and that's what we want to do. I encourage you, please, to bow with me for a closing word of prayer. Father, we pray tonight with thanksgiving in the name of our Lord Jesus. We're thankful for all the young people that are here. Thankful, O God, for every one of them who has already given their heart and soul to Christ. They know the Lord, and I pray that in their lives they will glorify Him in every single thing that is done. O God, we are living in the last of the last days, and there is much opposition to truth. Much opposition, Lord, to the gospel and to glorifying the Lord in our daily life. And therefore, Father, we need that strength that is not of self, but only comes by the Spirit of God. So enable and take these young people, we pray, and bless them, lead them, guide them in their lives, that this next generation may be to the glory of God and to the extension of the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Lord, this is our prayer. This is our hope, our desire. So, Lord, use us, we pray. Receive our thanksgiving for all that we have been enabled to do by your grace. And be with us now, we pray. Bless everyone here. Someone does not maybe know the Lord. Father, open their hearts. And those who are true believers, may we all join together in our praise, as we trust in the Lord with all our hearts and lean not unto our own understanding. So, dear Father, bless us now tonight. Receive our thanks. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, folks, before you leave tonight, could I just encourage you, but over in the school building, there are some refreshments that are for sale. The students have put together for a fundraiser, and there are some refreshments. I would encourage you to go over there. Don't forget about the bookstore. And please encourage you to stay behind as long as you can. Thank you very much for coming.